A lot of the time, we having the right conversation with the wrong person, or we having the wrong conversation with the right person. That's why you're not selling as much. But all of my offer is important to you, because you put it together. But to the person that's looking for their specific payoff to fix their pain, potential, or pleasure problem, the part of your offer that's important to them is the part of your offer that solves their problem. The rest of that is a bonus. And so if you keep talking to everybody about all the things as if they all the same, equally important, then you're losing money. What's up, good people? Welcome back to the Selling Simple Framework Part 2, okay? So I told y'all in the last training on this simple sales mechanism that forever will change the game in your coaching, consulting, brick and mortar, don't matter. Whatever kind of sales you're doing, if you operate in this framework, profile, understanding, diagnosis, and prescription, you can't miss. I'm not going to unpack this whole framework again today because I did that in a previous video. So go find part one to this series. However, what I am going to do today is I'm a guy who, I love the truth. And the reason I love the truth is because it don't change. What's true could change. I'm standing here right now is true. Now I'm standing here. That's no longer true what I just said. So you see how what's true can change, but what's truth stays the same. What do I think is true? The word of God, I believe, is the truth. I find a lot of business frameworks from the Bible. Y'all do know God was a businessman, right? There's over 2,000 references of money and assets and things of that nature in the Bible because God knew that money was going to be important to us and it's also important to him. So this framework, although I didn't find it in the Bible, I found it from the medical industry. I had to go back and put it up against the Bible to see if I could find it in there. And guess what? I did. So what I'm going to share with you today is a practical representation of this framework in the Bible 3,000 years ago. It comes from Exodus 18. There's a character named Jethro, who is Moses' father-in-law. And Moses, for those of y'all heathens out there that don't know who Moses is, he was the guy who God chose to lead the children of Israel out of slavery. So Moses was chosen by God to lead the children of Israel out of slavery in Egypt under Pharaoh into the promised land in Canaan. As the story reads in Exodus 18, which I highly recommend y'all go and read it for yourself. But Jethro came to bring Moses' children and his wife to visit Moses. At this time, Moses is out doing his thing, dealing with all their issues. So he meet with Jethro, they swapping spit, chewing on fat. He telling them about all the stuff that he done had to endure, dealing with them hard-headed people trying to get them out of captivity and out of bondage. And then he talked about all the goodness of what God had been doing and how he was faithful along the way, all the rest of it. So through their talking, Jethro also made an observation. So remember, step one in this sales process is to create a profile. We have to make an observation of what the baseline condition is of what our potential prospect is dealing with. So that's what Jethro did. He made an observation while listening to Moses and watching how he was navigating with his people. So then after he made that observation, he saw some potential red flags. But rather than call them out, what does he do? He asks questions. Why? Because the best answer is a great question. He identifies the problem, but instead of jumping to conclusions, instead of being an arrogant expert, instead of not allowing his prospect, his potential client, to have a voice, he took the time to slow down with humility. Meekness is power under authority to allow Moses to speak. So he said, hey man, I'm just curious, why are you dealing with them the way that you are? Like I see you under a lot of stress and it seems like everybody's bringing all their issues to you, etc. By the way, when you ask questions, it's to understand from their perspective what's happening. You, from your observations and profile, can start to make assumptions and conclusions about what you've seen, but you need to understand from their perspective. Why? Because if you only answer things from your perspective, then you will treat the symptom, but not the root cause. Hey, real quick, if you are a coach, consultant, business owner, aspiring business owner, you want to start making more money online. Maybe you stuck at that 5, 10, 20K a month ceiling. Maybe some of you are still in ideation mode. You're just like, I got to get out of this job. I know I got something in me I need to give birth to, but you can't quite figure out how to either scale it or start it. Make sure you come to our Purpose to Profits Challenge. My partner David and I are going to be showing you how to successfully grow your business online, helping you with content creation, helping you with marketing strategies, helping you with sales, fulfillment, the whole nine. Showing you our exact systems on how we went from not making six figures a year, not multiple six figures a year, but six figures a month and even sometimes six figures in a day. If that sounds like you, make sure you click the link in the description, sign up for the challenge. General admission is only $17, all right? $47 for the VIP. If you want to spend 1 hour exclusively with David and I each day and ask all of your questions specifically, make sure you get the VIP ticket.
We will see you there and get back to the episode.
You could have a client, as I referenced in the previous video, right, in the medical industry. You could have a patient come into your office. Their arm could be attached to their ear. Clearly, you know it ain't supposed to be there. So clearly, you know off the rip, I got to get your arm off your ear. But that only treated the symptom, though. The symptom was the arm on the ear. The question is, how did you get yourself in a situation to get your arm and your ear attached? So that's why it's important that we let them answer from their perspective, because if we let them answer from their perspective, then we can coach them, we could counsel them on their reasons as to why they did things, not our thinking as to why they should or shouldn't do it. By the way, if this video is helping you, all I ask is that you share it, like it, subscribe, all that YouTube stuff to help this get pushed out in the algorithm so more people can get help. That's all I ask. Oh, one more thing I do add, that you actually implement it, because I'm taking the time to make the video. Because this process has made me millions of dollars, and others that I've helped through this process made them millions of dollars. So guess what it'll do for you if you implement it? So Jethro goes to Moses, he asked a bunch of questions. Why are you doing it like that? Moses says, man, because they're dealing with issues. I'm kind of the go-between between them and God. And so I got to deal with the issues and help them. So now that Jethro got the understanding, now he can make the diagnosis. His diagnosis to Moses was, what you're doing is not sustainable and it's going to lead to burnout. It's not sustainable, it's going to lead to burnout. So that's his diagnosis to Moses. After letting Moses give him all the information, Jethro probably had a good assumption of that up here, just from his observation, right? He was an older guy, he had wisdom, told Moses that this ain't sustainable, champ. You're going to burn out. You don't have the capacity to do all of this by yourself. Furthermore, why is all these other people standing around you not doing anything? By the way, I know you probably like, B, you sure this sales training? Oh, I'm 1,000% sure this is sales training. Why? Because selling is serving. Okay, I'm gonna touch more on that in a second. So he says it's not sustainable, champ, but look, we gotta make some adjustments or this won't end well for you or them and everybody else that you love and connected to, because if you burn out, you're gonna flame out and you're gonna clock out. So then what does he do? He makes the prescription. The prescription was this. You gotta delegate, champ. All these people around you that's just sitting there staring at you while you deal with all these issues, put them to work. He tells Moses, delegate the minute issues to the people around you, right? Which is the bulk of the daily drama. The higher level issues, you go deep on those with a few and you solve those. You're better qualified for that. And Moses took his advice. So he ended up what? In a better situation with better margin and better capacity. What's my point? Some of y'all are like, well, B, what does this have to do with sales? Well, everything. Sales is merely collecting a profile on whoever your potential client is. Like at the doctor's office, have them fill out all of their baseline conditions. You're gonna take the vitals of where are they at currently. What is it that they came in for? Where is it that they would like to go? That's a profile. Some of y'all getting on sales calls, taking meetings blindly, not ever doing this because you think you know, and you're wasting time taking meetings with people that never should be your client, never will be your client, and never can buy the thing that you offer. And then after you get the profile, you don't make arrogant assumptions because you're an expert, but you ask questions because you need to get from their perspective what they're facing. Because once you get their perspective, when you go to prescribe your solution, you're prescribing it to fix their perspective. A lot of the time, we having the right conversation with the wrong person, or we having the wrong conversation with the right person. That's why you're not selling as much. So you got to ask questions for understanding. That way, you don't just come up with a diagnosis, you come up with the proper diagnosis. What'd you think would have happened if Jethro wouldn't have took his time with Moses? He jumped to a bunch of conclusions and started telling him, you know you're not God. Why are you trying to act like God? Why are you over there doing all that work? He'd have came down with this diagnosis. The wrong diagnosis, Moses would have been like, with all due respect, father-in-law, you could go home. Thanks for bringing my wife and my kids. Am I right? Same thing happens with your prospect. When you give them the wrong diagnosis, they may not tell you that, but you know what they do tell you? Let me think about it. Can you send over the thing you were talking about? Just want to look it over. Y'all know what that means. You're going to be following up for weeks. They ain't answering your call no more. Why? Because you didn't ask the right questions so that you made the proper diagnosis. You thought normally everybody that come to you is because they want to make X amount of dollars in X amount of days. When this person like, no, it ain't even really about the money for me in this season. I'm just trying to do things that I can feel impactful and use this gift and that and this and that. But you didn't ask enough questions to talk about the right diagnosis for them, because money then becomes a byproduct for them. Not that they won't make more money, but you got to first speak to the thing as to why they signed up to talk to you in the first place. So we can't make assumptions. We got to ask questions. The best answer is always a great question. And then if we do that, we prescribe the right solution. We don't talk about the parts of our offer that don't fix their problem. Not that it's still not beneficial to them, but it's not the thing that's going to make them want to buy, because that's not their biggest issue. This part of your offer is great on the back end. The part of your offer that need to be discussed is the thing that fixed their top one or two problems. But you only get that if you ask the right questions and make the proper diagnosis, and then you can prescribe the right solution. I know, but all of my offer is important to you because you put it together. But to the person that's looking for their specific payoff to fix their pain, potential, or pleasure problem, the part of your offer that's important to them is the part of your offer that solves their problem. The rest of that is a bonus. And so if you keep talking to everybody about all the things as if they all the same, equally important, then you're losing money. So if you want to stop losing money, follow the PUDP, Simple Sales Framework. If this was helpful for you, please let me know in the comments. And if you'd like me to expand on any other aspect of this and make another video, just let me know that in the comments too. And don't forget to share with somebody that you love. I'll see you in the next one.